I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so thankful that you've decided to be with us. We have a great show in store for you. I am in the studio today with my friend, Karen Shorey, who happens to be an awesome business coach and also happens to be leading a power session at our upcoming conference happening on September 7th at Weaver Ridge. So I thought it would be really awesome to have her in the studio with us this week to have a conversation geared around our weekly winning word, revelation. So that's our word this week. We're going to be focusing on that all week, and hopefully will help all of us have some cool revelations. So, Karen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Kim.
So excited to have you here today.
Same. My pleasure.
Now, a lot of when we hear the word revelation, sometimes our brain goes to the last book of the Bible, right?
Right.
In fact, when I was doing some research for the weekly winning word, I had a really hard time even finding information that wasn't related back to scripture, to the Bible, to revelation in the Bible. And I think, you know, that's revealing, right? That's what revelation means, to reveal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of brings us back to that revelation in the Bible, that revealing. But the word is so cool because you can use it in a lot of ways, and it can apply to personal, business, all kinds of things.
It's so true. And if you haven't read the book, it's a good book to read.
It's a good book. It's a little confusing. You might not want it to be the first book in the Bible you go right to study.
No.
But once you have a little more revelations, then can hit revelation. You might want to have a good study Bible to go along with it. It can be confusing, but that's the point. The point is that it's living so that you have that revelation at different times in your life.
Yeah, it's like an awareness and awakening that happens is really what the word means.
Yeah.
And we can have revelation in any part of our life too.
Absolutely.
So that aha moment.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I like to describe, that's what how I describe motivation.
Yeah.
But most people think motivation is like, yay, rah, rah, cheer, right? But I say, no, real motivation is actually revelation.
Yeah.
It's that moment where it takes what you already know, things that you've already learned in your life, your experiences, your education, and all of a sudden you hear someone explain it or read something and explained in a different way that all of a sudden connects the dots.
Yeah.
And you have that moment where it's like, oh,
the light bulbs.
And then now you're motivated.
Yes.
And that's that motivation that propels you. So this is going to be a great conversation. So tell us a little bit about you though. So how did you become a business coach? How did you have that revelation that this is what you were supposed to do?
Well, kind of stumbled into an office answering a job but it was just really a kind of a divine opportunity. And so about 9 years ago when I was living in Canada, I began working with LMI, which is Leadership Management International. And when we moved back stateside, I just did whatever it took for me to continue to work in this company, purchase the franchise. So I now operate pretty much the whole Central Illinois area, providing leadership development to companies or entrepreneurs anywhere in the Central Illinois. If I could drive and meet you, I can help you.
You can help us. And what's your area of expertise? Like, help us in doing what?
Well, that depends on what you're looking for. What kind of results are you looking for? Most people, what they're looking for is just kind of helping managing their priorities and the time management aspect, because that's such a huge loss in our profit for companies and individuals. And then also just communication, employee engagement, items like that we really kind of help. But really putting people back in the driver's seat of their lives and their jobs, because we're more than just a person that goes to work, but we're, you know, a mom, a sister, a dad, a brother, father. And so we wear a different hat. So I basically help them get back into the driver's seat so that life isn't driving them, they're driving life.
So it's about prioritizing, teaching them how to prioritize out the different areas of their life so that they can, when they need to focus on work, they can focus on work. But when they need to focus on family,
they
can focus on family. Yeah. And so many of us now today, we know that it is so important. We've had that revelation, if you will, that it's so important to have a coach, a mentor. You know, we've always done it a lot with losing weight, mm-hmm. right? That's been something you can think, whether you go to the gym and you hire a personal trainer.
Right, yes.
So that's been around for a while. But I think it's most recently over the last few years that people recognize, you know, no, you need accountability in any area that you want to improve in.
Yes.
And that's kind of what being a business coach
is. It is. And also different than, you know, we can find or think we find accountability, maybe friends, but they're really not going to hold us accountable if it's going to make an awkwardness or maybe they might fear putting strain on a relationship. So a business coach is someone kind of outside of your circle that, you know, is looking for your best interest to help you succeed and, you know, will definitely help you with that accountability level. So it's exciting.
And keep you on track.
Yes.
And I've had the pleasure of sitting through one of your workshops on goal setting, which was really awesome.
Thank you.
And so what's the title? I love the title of your power session that you're teaching at the conference coming up on September 7th.
There's never enough time.
There's never enough time. Have you ever said that to yourself? I'm sure you guys have, because I know I say that all the time. I feel like going, oh, I just need an extra hour. I need just a little more time. You know, you have to force yourself to kind of shut that computer sometimes and say, this is it. It's all I can do today. But it feels like you could just keep going and going and going. So
you need to attend that session.
Well, right. So if you feel like you're a little overwhelmed and you need to add some more time to your day, then this might be a great power session. Signing up for Karen's power session would be a great one for you to attend, and I bet you would have some revelation. And we were talking before we started recording, it's like success begets success. So once you realize you can have more time, that's a revelation in itself.
It is, yeah. And it's really exciting because all of a sudden you can see things falling into place, and then you begin envisioning yourself where you want to be instead of feeling like you're stuck. So it's a total revelation.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to dive a little further into this. We're actually going to talk about kind of more about what revelation is, why you need revelations. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people don't recognize how much they do need revelation and the impact that that has on our lives and how we can get revelation. And then what happens when we have the revelation.
Exactly.
I bet you love that when you're working with a group of people and those aha moments.
Oh, I love it. You can like see on their faces, their body language just kind of shifts and changes when they see the aha moment. And it's like, oh my goodness, that's the missing key. That's the link that I needed.
That's the link. Yeah. They had that revelation and now they're motivated. Mm-hmm. They're like, I can keep track of my time in my little calendar.
I love it.
Stay with us, guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. Thank you for joining this morning. We are so excited you're here. We are talking all about the weekly winning word, revelation. It's a really cool word. The actual definition of revelation in our success planner and journal. So if you are a member of I've Decided, you have your success planner and journal, make sure you take a look with us. But it says the act of making known something that was secret or a fact that has been made known. So it's something that's already there. It's a fact, right? It exists,
right.
But it's just not been known to you. So you have that, like you said, Karen, that aha moment. And so Karen Shorey is here with me in the studio, and she is a business leadership coach, also speaking at our conference on Saturday, September 7th. And you see lots of aha moments when you're teaching people how to be a little more organized.
I do, for sure.
And she has her nice planner laid out, if you could just see it. So it's really cool. But anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit about why revelation is so important. It's just one of those things that we don't think about all the time. You know, I think there's a group of people that they do seek knowledge. They mm-hmm. know that they need knowledge.
Right.
And that's good. And that's what we're encouraging at I've Decided. We want everybody to be that group of people because that's what helps us to be successful. But I also think there's a whole group of other people that feel like, you know what? I've learned everything I need to know. I'm over it. I don't need any more revelations. Right. Just get me through this life, right?
Yes.
And we want to talk to you guys about that. If you're in that group, we want to help you here because revelation is so important, having that new revelation. And what are some reasons that you could share, Karen, why someone would need to really seek revelation?
Oh, that's huge. Like you said, there's kind of two camps, those that kind of pursue. They're always curious, always looking how to better themselves and whatnot. And then there's the other camp and they get in that camp for different reasons. And it could be they're just exhausted or life has thrown them a lot of curveballs and they're overwhelmed. And so needing a revelation is important because it can help you get out of that rut that you're in. And it can also help you, I mean, Paul J. Meyer said, I never want to leave this world with untapped potential. And yet, you know, we find ourselves our 30s, 40s, 50s, we're no longer reading, we're no longer studying and advancing ourselves just because life is busy, but we need to always be curious and looking for those revelations so that we can maximize who we are because somebody else might depend on what we do.
I love that. What was that? What did he say? Untapped?
Yeah, I never want to leave this world with untapped potential.
Untapped potential. That I think that goes hand in hand. Exactly. That's what revelation is about. You're mm-hmm. tapping into a potential that yeah. you may have not even realized was there.
Right. That's the secret part maybe we never recognized about ourselves.
Yeah. You know? I always say when you come to a conference, and the reason why I love conferences so much, I've been to a lot of conferences in my life, and obviously now we put on our own conferences every year, and I love them so much simply because that revelation brings alive a dream mm-hmm. that you didn't even know you had
right
inside of you.
Yeah. It's so exciting.
I love it when someone talks about, I want it. When I was a little kid, I used to think of doing this all the time and I even forgot. You forget.
Right.
And so having that spark, that revelation. So many reasons why. What about like it sharpens the saw?
Oh, it does. Yeah. Like, you know, even someone that may feel like, well, I feel like I do well and I'm pretty successful in life. We always need to be pursuing revelations about every part of us because, you know, you can just continue to grow in every area of your life. So it does. It totally sharpens the saw.
Yep. So you don't want to have a saw that doesn't have a nice.
no dull axes.
No dull edge for sure. So and then I have learn beyond our own development. But that's pretty much what you were saying, just mm-hmm. tapping into that fullest potential. You got to learn beyond where you are.
Yeah.
I've heard it said that when you think about wisdom, it's like as vast as the ocean. Mm-hmm. So it's uncontainable. You cannot put there's no container that could hold the water in the ocean.
That's true.
Right? And so if that's wisdom and we see it like that mm-hmm. or revelation, then there's so much to know you could never learn it all.
Oh, that's so true.
And that in itself tells us that that's a reason to seek revelations and have those aha moments.
Yeah. I mean, I had an aha moment when I was a teenager, my dad would try to get me to run. And I think I might have had like sports-induced asthma, but didn't recognize it. Really struggled breathing, so I just thought, well, running isn't for me. And it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I had a friend that was just persistent saying, come on, let's run. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't. And I had untapped potential in me, and I didn't know that. And, you know, I found myself running with not needing any breaks. Like, that was a revelation, like, oh, my goodness, I can do this. And it was that was very pivotal to me in just my health today.
Yeah, just putting the limitations on ourselves.
Yeah.
Because and that's the other thing too. Try, just because you've tried something already,
right,
doesn't mean you're not going to have a new revelation. It's so sad to me. The saddest thing I hear is when someone says, I've already tried that. Mm-hmm. I've already done that. When I talk to people about coming to conferences, they're like, oh, I went to a conference 20 years ago and it was, I fell asleep. It was so boring. Or, you know,
right.
Or they've tried something once.
So true.
And It's like my daughter. She's tried, you know, tried green beans one way, and it's like, try them this way. You might like them this way.
That's right. Sound like you've been in my house.
Actually, I think it's broccoli in our house. But either way, it doesn't matter. It's like, don't try something only once and
right.
then put that cap on yourself, because now you really are caging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting a noose on yourself and saying, I tried it once, didn't work, not going to do it again. And you don't know the revelation that you could have if you put yourself in a new situation.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing I also found is usually when someone has a revelation about something, they share it with someone else. It becomes very contagious. And even if it doesn't necessarily benefit that person directly, that enthusiasm makes them more open and more curious about life. And like, that's just an exciting element in our lives.
You share that passion.
Yeah. And you become like a magnet. People are attracted to that. And so, you know, that's a great thing.
Yeah, I'm an aha seeker.
Me too.
I don't want to make a shirt. That's my line. Don't steal it. I just made it up. No, I don't know. That's a good
awesome.
T-shirt,
yeah,
though,
it is.
Right?
That's good.
Be an aha seeker.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to be an aha moment seeker.
Yeah.
Like, you should be searching for those revelations.
Yeah. What do I not know that I could know that could benefit me?
Yes, searching for those revelations. And so that brings us to how. So we know we're talking about why we need those revelations. So the next step would be, you know, how do you find those revelations? Mm. And I know one way that you're going to like when I say this, Karen.
Okay.
Having a coach.
Yes.
If you have a coach like Karen, then you're going to have lots of aha moments, because you're going to learn some new ways of thinking and some
Absolutely.
New ways of doing things. We're going to talk more about things that you can do to get those aha moments when we get back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We are having an awesome conversation with Karen Shorey, who is a business coach and leadership coach. And she's also an awesome business member of I've Decided. I want to mention that.
I'm a happy business member of I've Decided.
So happy to have you, Karen, as a business member. And also, we want to give a shout out to all of our business members of I've Decided. Be sure to check them out at ivedecided.org. You can click on resources. We have around 60 business members that are here to help you, to provide you tools and resources and everything that you need to be successful. And that's what it's all about. That's why I've Decided exists. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be, by providing you all the pieces of the success puzzle, everything you need, from motivation to information, accountability, support, the right mindset. We want to give you revelations, lots and lots and lots of those aha moment revelations. And if you have not joined our community yet, I would love it if you would accept this invitation right now to hop over to ivedecided.org, sign up. It's $12.99 a month. You get your weekly winning resource. You get registration to all three of our motivational and leadership conferences, where you get to hear amazing speakers like Karen, and come and get those revelations and get started on your road to success. We want to help you with that, and love to see those moments and all the success stories that are happening. We're going into our sixth year.
So
the
exciting.
Success stories are just amazing, and we love it. So, but Karen, we were talking about revelation. We talked about why.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as we left into our last break, we were talking about how we can go about getting revelations. Obviously, having a coach, a leadership coach, or someone to keep you accountable is an amazing way to get revelation, because you're an expert. You're an expert in your field.
Well, thank you.
How did you become an expert in goal setting and planning and
trial error persistence and having a coach myself? You know, I have coaches in different areas of my life that help me, because they can help me see what I can't see at times.
Yeah, and that's what a coach does, right? Mm-hmm. You pull out of someone what they can't see in themselves.
Right.
And push them to their limits, really. Yeah. And every day is a new limit. But that's good. You had a coach yourself, and obviously you've done training.
Yes.
You own this franchise, and I'm sure there's tons of training.
There's there's
you have
definitely
to go through.
Lots of training. And for me, I'm all about being a product of the product. So what I help people do, I do myself. I don't just tell people what would be nice for them to do. But, you know, I model that myself.
At Curves, while I sit back and eat my cookies, I'm like, now you girls don't eat any cookies. Don't mind me while I eat my bed. No, that wouldn't be probably a very good coach if you're not walking the walk. So
that's right.
For sure. But that's what it's about. It's about surrounding yourself with experts. So as we were saying before, you can learn beyond your own personal development to where you are right now. Mm-hmm. So one way to do it, obviously, is getting connected to someone who knows more about what it is you want to learn about.
Yes, exactly. And being willing to, you know, say, hey, I think I need help in this area. That's huge.
Admitting that, that humbleness, right? Okay. So also, I have to say this. You can come to conferences.
Yes. Conferences are great aha moments. You know, as you're just absorbing information, it's kind of like taking information from a fire hydrant because you're getting all this information. But you always walk away with an aha moment, which is that revelation of this is what I need to do next. And so the conferences are great for something like that.
Conferences are an amazing way to have a revelation. Mm-hmm. And usually it's because typically when you go to a conference, I've heard this said before, and I know they're going to say the same thing at this conference. I can already tell just based on the speakers and the direction it's all going, is everyone says it's like they all were speaking the same language, just a little bit different.
Awesome. Yeah.
They said the same things, but just in a different way. And it's like, so you hear something you may already know, but because it was said in a way that connected to you emotionally or based on your wisdom that you already have, now you understand how it can relate to you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so hearing the same thing in a different way is a great way to get a revelation.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So don't think just because you've been to one conference 20 years ago that you should never have to go to another conference. Right.
And each conference has a different, like you said, purpose and motive. And you always walk away with something great.
You do. And here's the thing, too. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to go to a conference and fly out of our community. Now, you can if you want to.
Right.
But why would you? We have amazing conferences right here in Peoria. Obviously, I've decided has 3 motivational leadership conferences every year. But there's women's groups that put on conferences. There's men conferences. The chamber does events and workshops and seminars. There's really no reason that you would ever have to leave and spend that kind of money. You can do it right here in the community and support.
Local. Yeah.
The people right here in our community. I am so always in awe at what we have right here in Peoria. The talent.
We're rich in talent.
That's so good, Karen. We are so rich in talent. You know, we think about the theater. We have such amazing theater actors and actresses and singers and performers. It's the same way in the business side too, though. Mm-hmm. We have amazing speakers, public speakers and coaches. And I don't know. It just seems...
It's exciting.
Like a wealth of talent. We have the opportunity here in Peoria, I think, that a lot of communities don't have. So that's a revelation right there.
It is.
We had a green bean revelation while we were on break. But, you know, you can have revelations in all kinds of areas.
That's right.
So September 7th, you guys, if you have not joined the community so you can attend our conference on September the 7th, you want to do that. We want to see you there. We want to help you achieve your goals and dreams. You will love it. You will have revelation, and you will be so glad you did. Which, speaking of, so what happens? What do you think happens to a person when they have those aha moments, Karen?
Well, they have a choice. They can act on it, and then something great can happen. And it can catapult them into something maybe that they've been wanting or maybe dreamed about when they were younger. Or they can think about it and kind of let fear step in and kind of squash that and hold them back. So So it definitely is a choice that happens. And we're hoping that they take those aha moments and revelations that they'll get on September 7th and just catapult them to greatness.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt they will, because we're going to go alongside them.
That's right.
That's the beauty of getting connected to a community like I've decided, is that you're not going to come to this conference and then go out on your own, right? You're going to be connected to us, and we're going to hit you up again for another conference a few months down the road that you can come to, and workshops and seminars. Like you, I mean, you did a free workshop.
I did.
At the Garden, and you had what, 20 or 30 people?
There was about 20 people there. Yeah, yeah. It was great.
It was a free workshop. Amazing stuff happening. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. I am here with Karen Shorey. She is a business coach, a business member of I've Decided, and we are so thankful to have Karen as a part of our community and all of our business members. Thankful for all of them, and love having you guys on the show, Karen. And
thank you.
You know, sharing the resources and the tools and the information that all of our business members bring to the table and can provide for the community here to help them achieve their goals and dreams. And so I was thinking that maybe you guys listening, some of you might be listening, you might have a team at work. Maybe you're in management or leadership and you're thinking, man, my whole team could use some revelation around here. You know, we're disorganized. We're struggling. We need to get our time management under control. And I wanted to share a little bit more. I feel like we haven't really tapped in completely, Karen, to what it is exactly you can provide, that help that you can provide. Obviously, coaching, leadership, business coach, but a little more detail, because I really think some of our listeners could benefit from your services.
Well, thank you. If I can just say, I too, as a business member, have really, really benefited from the I've Decided community. And it really is a sense of community that you sense when you walk in, that these people really want what's best for me. And that's an amazing thing. It's priceless. So,
that's
my little plug for you. So if you work with me, what do you expect? I think is kind of what you're asking. So a couple of things is I can offer one-on-one coaching. But primarily what I do is group coaching. And so I work with teams of people from the same company, or they could be executives from multiple companies that would get together in a small group setting, between 5 and 10 people at a time. It's a good manageable number. And we meet consecutively every couple of weeks for a small amount of time, in which we really systematically and methodically go through different leadership principles. And you get, so like a conference, you're getting the same kind of information, but now you have time to go back and apply it to what you do at work. See the results, come back and talk with that group about what were the challenges, what were my successes, and you can really see the changes, the transformation that happens. So it's really, really exciting, the aha moments that happen throughout the process. So the programs last about 6 months in length, I guarantee money back that you'll see the return back on your investment. So
whoa, that's a guaranteed exciting money back?
Yes.
So they got
money back guarantee, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right. If you're successful, if you're happy and successful from the program, you don't get your money back. But if for some reason,
if you don't see you by the midterm, halfway through the program, if you're not seeing the progress that we had outlined at the very beginning and the result that you were looking for, and then I offer that money back, just because I know how powerful the method is that I use. And so I haven't had to give it back yet.
So. Well, no, and before we were recording, you're actually have an organization that's given referrals, and
yeah.
So they're rehiring you back again.
Yeah, several companies actually this fall it'll be the second time I'm working with them. One company I've been working now with for over 2 years, and they just kind of continually give me a new person every time I start a group, which is a compliment.
That's the biggest compliment you can get.
Yeah.
When they're saying, okay, we loved it so much.
Exactly.
And we had such great success. We don't want our money back. We want to give you more money.
That's right. And I do have a new group starting in September. So if someone is interested, whether you're an entrepreneur or you work in a company, an organization that would invest in your development as a leader, just you can contact me and we can kind of go from there, first conversation doesn't cost a thing. So.
Yeah. No, I think most organizations definitely see the value mm-hmm. of reinvesting in their leaders and giving them this kind of coaching and help to educate. And just really, again, it comes back to those revelations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, and what happens when you have those revelations? So what kind of results?
Oh, what kind of results?
Yeah, so what's happening after they go through your program? So this organization that's saying, we want to bring you back, give us an example of the kind of results that they're seeing within.
Yeah, everything from one of the simple byproducts that they don't anticipate is time that they are able to redirect working on like their high payoff activities. Like how much more efficient or productive would you be if you had uninterrupted time, like say one simple hour each day that you could work? You know, that's priceless right there. So that's one of the things that they typically see is at least an hour a day extra, if you could, so to speak, say that. But a lot of things from increased sales. We've seen one company, they were wanting to increase their billable hours versus their non-billable. It's a service-based company. They saw a huge increase of that. Their ROI was like four times of their investment. Just multiple different results that we're seeing with people. And I love to see the personal effect because they're taking these same leadership principles and they're applying them at home. And they're finding that they have more quality time with their family and they're reconnecting with their spouse or their children. And, you know, maybe their finances are finally getting in order because they're paying attention to those things and applying that same leadership principle at home. So I love that. That's kind of my why I do what I do.
That's awesome. So you're just really teaching people you can't fly by the seat of your pants. You got to have a plan.
Yeah, and you can plan to be spontaneous. That's okay. But you have to have a plan. Yeah,
you do have to be successful. Have a plan. If you're going to be successful, you have to have a plan. And I think, again, it comes down to a lot of us have a plan, but working that plan becomes the problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I was reading some statistics on exercise because, you know, everybody talks about exercise.
I know.
So if you're scrolling through your social media, you see everybody talking about, oh, here's the exercise, da, da, da. People are talking about exercise so much that you think the whole world is exercising.
And we'd all be fit by what we see.
But guess what? The mm-hmm. research and studies still show that less than 10% of the population are actively working out on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it.
But we're not doing
but
it.
But we're not doing it. So it's kind of that same thing. Mm-hmm. Do you you know, you got a plan in your mind. You want it. You mm-hmm. want to do it. But you're not taking action on it.
Right.
And that's what I hear you saying a lot, Karen, is that you're going to help people actually take action.
Yeah, we take action and provide accountability. And those two things together, you're going to succeed whatever you're doing, whether it's lose 10 pounds or, you know, increase your credit score. One person did that, had incredible results. It's action and accountability.
Yeah, it's whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Your power session is going to be so awesome.
I'm excited.
All right, you guys, you want to meet Karen? You can do that on September the 7th. At our Motivational Leadership Conference happening in Peoria, Illinois at Weaver Ridge. It's just a morning. It's from 8
That's
to 12:30.
Awesome, yeah.
It's quick. It's powerful. Dean Hecht is going to be there. He's going to mm-hmm. be teaching a power session about communication. Carl Cannon is going to be speaking to the whole group. He awesome. He's just a great, great motivator that we have here in Peoria. We got some success stories to share. That's always motivating.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love for you to join us. So check us out, ivedecided.org. Karen, thanks for having the conversation with me today all about revelation. You guys have a week of aha moments.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?